Hosts Paul and Debris, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
To UK Health Radio, yes, you were with myself, Paul Rees, and today is my right-hand person in life. Deb Rees is with me, and we have got a banging show ahead of us. So grab yourself a coffee. Well, you should have already done that, but if not, leg it to the kitchen, get your coffee, leg it back to your favourite chair, and get ready for the next 50 minutes of Pure Download. Who will download? Absolutely. Upload, inload, outload, sideload, whatever load it is. It's a darn load of stuff.
Well, it sounds like you had your coffee anyway.
Well, I'm into it today, and here we are. Do you know what? I've got so much I want to bounce on to today, but I think the most important thing that I have learned these last couple of weeks is the importance of communication. Say it again. Communication.
What you need.
Absolutely. Now, Deb, it's nice to have you back. You weren't here last week. It was just me and an old Claire Rees from somewhere in Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah. Or Switzerland.
No, it's Sweden.
It is, it? Yeah, somewhere there.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here.
So where have you been?
I've been travelling the universe.
No, you've been... mind. You've been to a health... spa thing.
I had a spa 2 days with my sister and all. That was amazing. Wow.
And you went for a boudoir. Boudoir. Is it a boudoir fort?
Yeah, you used to. When I first met you, you used to say, welcome to my boudoir.
No, I don't. Is that what it's called? Boudoir?
Yeah.
A boudoir photo shoot.
Well, I think that's French for bedroom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it was a photo shoot you had for your birthday, and it was there in all your glamour of underwear.
Yes, I was.
It was amazing, actually.
And I was like, I don't know, 100 years old the next day where I can walk.
But how old are you?
I'm 54.
I mean, that's a statement. 54, you went to have the photo shoot. You know, first of all, why did you feel the need to go and have a photo shoot of that nature at 54 for your birthday?
Well, I think it's because, you know, it's what I used to do years ago, 30 years ago or whatever.
As a model.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I was just feeling really bad about myself lately, you know, and just feeling menopausal and, you know, all of that kind of thing. And I was coming up 54. I was like, oh, my God, how did that happen? And then I just saw it on Facebook where there was this kind of competition-y thing. So I just commented on it. I didn't expect any reply. And then here I was in it.
I mean, I want to talk about, you know, the day experience, because it truly was, you know, something very profound for me. I've not seen you, I'm going to say, do any modelling. That's something you did before we met.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Chris, the photographer, was such a unique person.
Well, that would be great if it was Justin.
That Justin it is then. Hey, I never said it was good with names, did I?
No.
But here's the thing is that, you know, Justin specialises in, you know, middle-aged women come into his...
No, I think he specialises in all women.
Yeah, but when I was talking to him,
yeah.
He was saying that, you know, when women are going through the menopause, he reaches out to that part of the market purposefully. Because, you know, he said women are looking to refresh. They're looking to feel better about themselves. And they spend this whole day with him.
Yeah.
You know, going through a photo shoot. Anyway, listeners, I wanted to bring it in there because I was proud of you of doing that. And it was an amazing day to see you doing all that modelling with, with the underwear and things. But the fact that, you know, you had the courage to do that at this time in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it does take courage. You know, you're there in... not quite all your glory, but, you know, you're there and you're vulnerable and, you know, you get there, you don't know them, you know, and you just got to do those things. And You know, had my makeup done, my hair done. It was really nice, and they were lovely people.
And they were all lovely people. I mean,
Yeah.
there was Justin,
There was Jane
Jane,
and Jade.
and Jade. Yes, yeah,
Triple J.
amazing. And you know, and I want to touch on, you know, the importance of service for one,
Yeah.
because you know, you went and experienced amazing service where my week has been very different. Where I've, you know, at the first point of my week, I dealt with what was diabolical service from a particular company.
Yeah.
You know, I bought myself a roof tent, and you know, the whole website and its understanding of how it fits on your car was very different to what it was when you actually had it. And you know, there was a whole probably 10 days of uncomfortable emails, but also lack of communication. So I kind of went through that, listeners, and you know, why I'm saying this is, you know, don't be fobbed off. If you feel you've spent money on something, or you have spent money on something, and it's not quite up to what you expected, and this can be by a small percentage, you know, you have your right to speak up to that company. You have your right to, you know, phone in, email in, and just declare that, you know, to you it doesn't seem right, it doesn't feel right, and you want some sort of solution. And that's basically what I was. Now, don't get me wrong, I am 10 days late and I've had a solution.
You have.
And I'm really happy with the outcome. But also I'd like to say if I'd stepped back and just left it, then it would have been trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, basically. I'm not saying that, you know, there was a huge solution, but there was a solution and we found a truce is what I'd like to say. And where I'm going with this is that, you know, we are 2025, and if you run a business, I'm not saying customer is king, but customer is near enough to be king. And you've got to be prepared to go that little bit, well, go over and above, probably far more than what we did after 10 years ago, because we are competing with, you know, businesses that are invisible. Basically, when you think of buying on the internet, you don't meet anybody. Only a cart where you put something in and you pay for it. So effectively, the only thing you're meeting is the digital window shop, and then if there's an issue, then you're usually most people are emailing back and forth. Very few people will actually pick up the phone these days,
No.
you know, and have that human to human conversation. And an email can be read in so many ways, also, unless you're really good at writing. So it's important also to, you know, keep these businesses on their toes. It's important to do that. It's far easier for a business now, I would say, to wrongdo and slow down their support, their after sales, compared to what it'd be when you walk in a shop face to face. It is very different. So on that note, you know, stay sharp as a customer.
What I want to say is that if anybody can hear, it seems like a pig is giving birth. It's not. It's our little honey that's snoring behind us. If it's picking
Now,
that
Honey's a Cavapoo. I doubt the mic is going to pick it up, but
up.
she's a Cavapoo and she is snoring underneath our feet here. Absolutely. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that because be diligent. Is that the right word? Diligent. Yes. Be diligent in what you feel you've bought compared to what it's saying it is on the internet, on the website, in the write-up of what it is you're purchasing. And that way, you know, we're always going to get the best service we possibly can from those invisible businesses that we are doing business with.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people are calling things like a Temu version, you know. So I think a lot of people go on. And sorry, I'm not having a go at Temu. I'm just saying that that's out there. But they go online and they think they're getting this, and then they get something. And if they've paid a couple of quid for it, they'll leave it.
Yeah, I see that a lot where you go on to Trustpilot in this country and they'll say, yeah, I purchased this and it didn't work, so I just binned it.
Yeah.
They threw in the trash. I'm like, what? How is that company then learning? How is that company able to measure the quality control? They're not. We have an obligation in order to, you know, feed in back to the companies and let them know that it wasn't quite what it should have been. Otherwise, they've got no way of monitoring the quality of what it is they're selling.
No, that's right, because they think everybody's happy.
Yeah, happy days. And let me just dive into this, listeners. I'm going to throw in my ad here just to give you a little bit of what I am, what I do, and hopefully. At Out There Life TV, we turn real life journeys into powerful, professionally produced documentaries. Whether you've led a quiet family life filled with wisdom, overcome adversity, exited the life of crime, built a business from scratch, or walked the road to recovery, your story deserves to be told. Your life story has an evergreen value. Through intimate interviews and cinematic storytelling, we honor your legacy with authenticity and heart. Because your life is a one-of-a-kind fingerprint with value that lasts forever. With our dedicated team, you will create your own six-part documentary series that your loved ones will cherish for decades. Out There Life TV, your life, your story on film. Visit our website at outtherelifetv.com to start your journey today. Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you with myself, Paul Rees and Deb on UK Health Radio. And that was a quick jump in as to what I do for a living, actually, outside of UK Health Radio.
Yes, and it's beautiful. And I think it's the way of the future.
So sure. Before I go any further, listen, please write into UK Health Radio. And if there's any subject matter that you want myself and Deb to dive into, let them know and they'll pass it on. I will be sure to give you a mention and be sure to deep dive what it is you want us to dive into and bring to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Happy days. So here's the thing is that, so where are we going here today? You know, there's lots of that I want to touch on. But I think that one of the most important I'm going to say values. No, just bear with me. Happy days. And well, here's what I had to do. I just had to take our little cavapooch on out of the recording studio here because the snoring was just too much and I couldn't concentrate. You know, and thing about concentrate, you know, is that I think that we give too much emphasis on how we live now. And I think compared to what we thought life was. I mean, mm-hmm. You just mentioned there about, you know, when we were kids, you thought everybody else had it together. Is that?
Yeah. So when I was younger, you know, I used to, if you were to sit and watch the world go by, because lots of people like people watching, you know. And I used to think to myself, well, everybody out here is doing okay. And they've got all their, you know, got it all together. They are happy. They've got everything they need. I just felt like everybody was living a really good life and I wasn't. So I was the outsider and I wasn't the same as everybody else. And as I've gotten older, I've realised obviously that's not true. But I think that what people do is they put a mask on as soon as they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Or around people, especially people they don't know, people put this mask on, and people they do know, you know, of that air of, I've got it all together, my life's okay. And I think that what that does is that keeps everybody separate.
Absolutely, I can see that.
You know, because if you're quietly in the corner here thinking, well, I haven't got any of my crap together and I'm all, you know, over the place and I'm just winging it and trying to get through life, you know, and you think you're the only one in the corner feeling like that, you know, then you're going to separate yourself from everybody. And everybody's doing that with everybody. So everybody's separated. And I think that, you know, if everybody just owned, you know, who they are and what's going on, I think it would just unite us rather.
There would be more togetherness because as, you know, as human beings, we are very singular now. And not only that, we don't vouch for each other. We don't stick up for each other. We don't defend each other. You know, you see when you go on social media and you watch the TikToks and the Facebooks and all the other stuff, you often find that there can be a lot of just walking past those who are in, you know, harm's way of life from other people or whatever it may be. And lots of people just dismiss, you know, the horribleness of what other people are going through.
Yeah.
And just kind of focus on their own small part of their life.
Yeah, maybe it's because they've got all their stuff going on, so they just can't, they haven't got the space. See, people think that everybody else is doing okay, and you know, people haven't got the problems. It's like, you know, this thing, you know, on social media in the last few years of, you know, be kind, you don't know what anybody else is going through. That's new. You know, and everybody puts their best foot forward, even on social media. And the ones that don't actually get the more followers, the ones that are real and just say it like it is, people warm to those people because they are being real and you can relate to it.
Yeah.
That's why people like comedians, because they say things that we can relate to.
Yeah.
You know, and comedians have got different in the last, you know, couple of decades as well. It's not just standing up telling one-line jokes or mother-in-law jokes or whatever. There's a lot of comedians out there that are
intelligent
and they do it in a really good way. And, you know, and I think, I'm not saying he started it, but he was certainly one of the first, and that's Billy Connolly, you know, like that relatable, I'm not getting it all right.
And do you know what? I could easily flip that into the world of business and say that very few business people are open to the state that they currently are in their own business, in their own mental health, in their own emotional self, their well-being. You know, there is pockets of business owners that are now coming through, and you'll see it on LinkedIn where they're speaking pretty openly about, you know, their mental health and so on. But generally, most of those who are saying that have gone through it and become successful. You have a small pocket that are saying it as it is.
Yeah.
Many are saying it post rather than saying during or pre or during, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stick it out there and say, you know, a lot of people are suffering in business, financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, and but yet will demonstrate a Garden of Eden, you know, through LinkedIn.
But I think that runs through life. You know, I'm saying the average everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are in hardship and it's unavoidable, you can just see it through their life.
Yeah.
Then obviously they can't. But I think the majority of people, if they can cover up their humanness, they will. You know, because humanness is about making errors and growing, you know, and seemingly failing at something and picking themselves back up. And mm-hmm. it's not just fail or succeed. You know, there's many fail, succeed, you know what I mean?
You got it.
As you go.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if everybody was just more tolerant of each other, just where they are and how they are and, you know, and more open and honest. I mean, you started this show saying about communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I think communication is one of the hardest things because, hardest things for some people to do, but the most important thing, you know, because when you get into a group, say like you go to a retreat or something and you start as strangers and by just 7 days later, you all come out best friends.
Yeah.
And that's true for 90% of the people in the world. You know, if you spent a week, you know, with people, you know, similar interests or whatever, you end up feeling like, God, we are all the same.
Yeah. Thing is, shame is king, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shame is king. The reason why we don't share is because of the shame we have to where we are or where we feel we should be compared to others.
Yeah, exactly. And it's shame-based.
And that, Deb, I'm going to say, is for everybody. Even those who are preaching, be open, live for today, be true to yourself, be who you are. Even those individuals are hiding the true status of where they are in their life. And what I mean by that is they are hiding the fact that they're not getting work. They're spending all day just giving and giving and giving on the hope that they sell something. Yet, and I did this for a long time myself, you know, you put it out there, you speak through false confidence, but you're speaking from the heart also at the same time. There's all that goes on. And that is, you know, that's rife. That doesn't make it wrong, mind, you know.
No.
You know, they did say, you know, fake it till you make it. But now I don't think that even kind of fits anymore. But also, you know, if you want to be transparent, you have to understand first what transparent is. And you have to then assess the measure of the size of that transparency you're prepared to demonstrate out to your audience. But before we go any further, listeners, we're going to dive into this commercial. When we come back, we're going to pick this up, Happy Days. So we'll see you on the other side of this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you're with Paul Rees on Deb Rees on UK Health Radio. And if you just joined us, please jump back to the beginning. There's so much to pick up on. And don't forget, if you want us to talk about any subject matter you want us to deep dive into, please connect with the show and Johan will send it on to us. We'll give you a shout out and we'll deep dive into whatever it is you want us to deep dive into. We were talking about transparency before we hit the commercial there, which effectively is like, okay, how transparent do I want to be? How honest do I want to be to the world about myself? You wrote down, live for today, be you. I mean, we hear that kind of thing a lot, you know. I think it's like, So, you know, do you, I certainly am not 100% transparent in everything about me.
No, I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody is.
But why not?
Because their fear of judgment of others. I think that's where that comes from, is a fear of judgment somewhere, you know. But I think that, you know, I've said this quote before and it really helped me when I was going through my counseling, and that was, we find with mankind what's most personal is most general, which means that the things that are most personal to you, the majority of the world is feeling too.
Wow.
And I wrote down live for today and be you, because, you know, you said that earlier, and, you know, they're just sentences that people fly out, like you were saying, oh, be you, live for today. Do you know how hard it is to do both of those things?
Mm-hmm.
And consciously, constantly live for today, be you. I mean, half of us don't know really who we are. We're a lot of our conditioner, you know, our childhood conditioning. You know, we have knee-jerk reactions and knee-jerk, you know, personalities, I guess. So, you know, be you. It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the word love. People band love around. I don't know, apart from maybe romantic love or love for your children, I don't know that people really know what that is.
No. Well, I think because it's an emotion, a feeling, understanding that you can tune to whatever it is you want it to be.
Exactly, but I don't think that it's an emotion. I think that love is an energy, not an emotion. It's very different.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, yeah. I get that. And, you know, again, if we look at transparency, and again, even when I say it, I think, oh, God, it's such an overused misunderstood, manipulated, and redesigned word for anybody for their own, you know, needs in life.
Should I tell you that I think that if all of the big businesses in the world, and then all the ones down from those big businesses, became 100% transparent, we'd solve all our problems overnight.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, because there's so much corruption everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Yeah, I think we could solve most of our problems. We could solve world hunger. We could solve everything so much.
I mean, so if you were to be transparent, I mean, if I'm being transparent, I'm going to say, okay, so my name is Paul Rees, and I am aiming to be 100% transparent, you know, to my listeners. So I'm being transparent to my listeners. So what am I going to say? So I have a radio show that I do once every week, and I love doing it. I've known Johan for a long time, and this show to me is one of the times that I guess I can be more myself than any other time. Albeit, you know, well, no, I love the intros, I love the outros, I love those kinds of things. I think that the show, if I think then other parts of my life, so the radio show, when I think about my business, well, I failed in business, and that's how it is, listeners. You know, I did basically 20 years. You know, the first few years of those, I was a professional medium. Then I went in to be a business coach. Then I went in to be a business designer. Then a philanthropic designer. And all these names I like to give myself. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm no better off than I were 20 years ago. And I actually don't have any care for running a business now. You know, where does that leave me then? Does that put me in a place where I am now saying that, you know, I'm failed?
No.
I mean, because I'm happy to say on my show that, you know, my coaching business has failed, has folded. Did I do that purposely? I'm going to say that I 100% ran out of steam, desire, motivation, need, and all these things that come with, you know, the grip of running a business, and I just ran out of that.
But how is that a failure then? If you run out of the desire for it and you run out of the need for it, how is that a failure?
Well, I guess because I am now, you know, we're in September 2025, and as of somewhere in Feb 2025, when I decided that it was enough, I didn't know if I had the in me to do it anymore. I've basically been on a pause.
And how is that a failure?
I don't know. I mean,
well, it's not, is it?
Well, I guess if it went on LinkedIn and said, you know, I've failed, then they would see it as a failure.
Well, that's other people's judgment, you see. But you know in your heart that I feel like it all came to a natural end for you. You know, where you were no longer interested. You were never driven by it or in love with it. And so it is great. A lot of people don't do that. They keep going and going and going when they're feeling like that. And then they get completely exhausted, you know, and then they become ill and things like that. So you're coming out of a business because you had no more desire for it, and then taking a sabbatical, if you like, you know, a few months to decide what it is, you know, you are and who you are and what you want to do. I don't think there's a failure in any of that.
I mean, I see where you are, and I do, and I think I love that, you know, as my wife, you support me in that way.
Not as your wife. I'm not doing it as your wife. I'm doing it as my true belief that, you know, if something is done for you, then move on. You see, what we do as human beings is we come here and we choose something, and then we have to think, we have to keep choosing that same thing, and we don't. And whether that's a house, you know, a partner, a job, a business, whatever. We don't have to keep choosing the same thing all the time. And just because we change our mind and choose something different, we're here to choose again and choose again and choose again. That's what we're doing here. So all you're doing is actually living in a really perfect way. You're not hanging on to something that you no longer love. You no longer, it no longer resonates with you. You're letting it go when you let it go. So I'm not saying this is your wife. I'm saying this as, you know, coming from my beliefs.
Yeah.
That humans do not choose enough.
I mean, they
stick too much and they don't choose enough.
And I can see why, because there's a huge emotional side effect that comes with just stepping out to something you've been in for so many years. Mm-hmm. Your identity, for one. You know, I still find myself, I mean, I still drive around in my business car that got business coaching splattered all over it, you know, and I still go on LinkedIn, and I still, you'll see, you know, the business coach you see on my YouTube. So I'm still passionate about it. Still passionate about the philosophies that come with understanding a business, but I'm not passionate about running a business.
Right. So maybe you're just pivoting and doing something in a different way moving forward. Well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Or am I just hanging on to something?
Exactly. That only you can decide that, right? Deep down, only you can decide that. But I think it's quite brave to just say, you know what, this isn't doing it for me anymore, so I'm going to choose again. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, I want to be, again, being transparent, listeners. You know, when I decided that I was going to just withdraw from my business, and, you know, there was a whole financial side effect of that also. I want to be clear, you know, when people say, oh, well done, well done. I didn't just step out because we had the financial runway either. We actually didn't.
No.
You know, and we've been basically sort of hand to mouth. It's been a strange couple of months. I mean, Deb, you know, your business has basically kept us afloat these last couple of months, because, you know, I've had one or two clients that I enjoy working with, but after that, I've not chased, looked, or sold myself for months. And when I do try, listeners, and I do, I'll sit during the morning and I'll put on my laptop and I'll think, okay, I'm going to do this. And I pull together a package and I go on to LinkedIn. And, you know, the moment I open LinkedIn up, it just feels absolutely exhausting. I see the same people doing the same thing. And I think, okay, it must be working for them. But I did the same thing over and over and over and over. I'm like, and did it work for me? It brought me in a not a steady flow. It brought me in clients, and it was a constant, constant battle. I mean, my realization is that AI and ChatGPT is actually going to completely replace the knowledge industry. And I'm going to say this, if you don't think that's the case, then you want to get your head out of the sand. Because trust me, it is going to replace the knowledge industry. It's already replacing the digital industry. Websites and all that kind of stuff is practically gone. Publishing is going to go. And everything else is going to be it. But that's my philosophy. But, you know, I'm going to say, actually, it's going to happen. I'm seeing it very clearly. So for me, there was that part also that, okay, I'm not going to compete with ChatGPT, so where am I going to go? You know, I have a lot of information still in me, and I do.
You have a lot of wisdom, you know, and you have a lot of, philosophies, wisdom, and you have a lovely, you know, and this is in a good way, a unique take on life and things, you know. But I think that when you were opening up LinkedIn, it was an emotional scar.
It felt like... And what's it called? Post-traumatic?
Yeah, PTSD.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
It truly did. It was
because you had years pushing and pushing and pushing and being in it and being in it and being in it, you know. And when you come off that train and you put your head back in to look, it's stressful.
Oh, it's just chaotic.
It brought it all back to you. So it tells you you've done the right thing to choose again.
And I guess I'm wondering what that choice is. You know, I removed Facebook, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok from my phone yesterday. So I stopped looking at shorts on my phone. I had to, because it was just absolutely melting my mind.
Well, depending on what you're looking at, if you're looking at something negative and you're doing it a few hours a day, that's going to change your mindset.
Yeah.
But it's going to change your emotional set.
But I'm going through this, and I'm going to say this, listeners, I'm going through this massive roller coaster also. There's days that I'm waking up and I'm like, wow, really excited. And then I can get to the mid-morning and think, well, what am I doing? Then I'm thinking, when I say that, I'm like, well, what am I doing with my day? Also, I know that I have to somewhere generate income. You know, that has to happen. Then I think, okay, then when I start thinking about it, I go blank. I'm like, as if this whole thing of fog has come down. I'm like, okay, where am I going to go then? And it's like...
Don't you think that's yourself telling yourself that it's time for something completely different?
Yeah, I agree. It is. It is. But then I think, well, all this wisdom I have in me, and I'm going to say that, listeners, I have a lot of wisdom in me. And I'm okay to say that because I've earned it. It's like, what am I going to do with that then? Just let it sort of dissolve?
No. But what you can do is you can just give yourself some time to choose again in the right way. So even if you have to get an income somewhere else for a minute, while you figure out where that wisdom is best channeled, where it belongs, where's your wisdom's home, you know, and where does that need to go to? And if you rush that, you'll get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I do. Well, you know, if I was say choose, actually, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go down to the job centre and I'm going to apply for my, you know, my heavy good vehicle licence. I'm going to see if they'll help sponsor me and do that. And maybe I'll just drive for a little while.
Perfect.
But then I've been watching the drivers on TikTok and they get treated so badly.
But your experience of that might not be the same, you see. And if it is, you choose again.
Yeah.
You see, this is what we do. We think we have to get that house, get that job and choose that for the rest of your life. No, we're beings of growth and choice. And so many of us don't do that. And all you're doing is following your true self. And because you're not used to following your true self, it's feeling odd and it's feeling not right. Because you're going against society with what you're doing. You're not going from one thing to another and having to have it all figured out in one big foul swoop, you know. You're just going to pivot over here a little bit, see how that goes, whilst you're deciding and discerning where your wisdom is best placed. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, so where are we going with this, listeners? You know, why am I even bringing this into the show? Why?
We're talking about transparency.
Yeah, we are talking about transparency. We're talking about the need or the God-given right to actually say, just stop, re-choose, choose again, and go for it. But also, you know, for many of you out there that are stuck in that cycle, recycling, you know, on the hope of making a change, reinventing. And I did that. Oh, I don't know how many times I reinvented the product, the business. And do you know what? It just repeated the same disappointment over and over and over for me. And I'm talking through effort. And I'm going to say, listeners, that everything they claimed you should have done as a business in order to be successful, I did. But none of that worked.
But, then we have to go into your reasons for doing it. We have to go into what was the payoff you were getting? Like, what was the deep down soul reason for you doing it? You know, because sometimes that's not in alignment with who you are. And so you can push and push and push, but if it's not in alignment with you, it's not going to have a flow to it. This is why I say, you know, and it's not just stop what you're doing and then choose again. If you choose again and that's not right, then choose again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's never
as easy as that, though, is it? Because money is a big factor in choices.
I get that. But what I'm saying is, you know, you can make a choice that's not your ultimate,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it does bring in, you know, the money. Whilst you're really aligning with yourself and figuring it out. What's wrong with that? There's no backward step there. That's like, you know, you haven't gone down a snake in Snake and Ladders. You know, you've gone to the side to go up a ladder. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go into our last commercial, listeners. And when we come back, we're going to deep dive back into how to live your true self.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to UK Health Radio. You're with myself, Paul Rees, and Deborah Rees. If you've just joined us, please go back to the beginning. There are loads of golden nuggets in there. Also, if there's any subject that you wish us to deep dive into, please drop it into Johan at UK Health Radio. He will drop it onto us. We'll give you a shout out and we will give it a huge deep dive and cover it in a show.
Show,
absolutely. But today we've been covering lots of things: transparency, true self, how to like ourselves, alignment, and all.
Choose again.
Yes, all been those things, and and you know, I guess I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, on you pulling heartstrings and feeling sorry for myself, because I'm not.
No.
But I'm gonna say, listeners, you know, that it's taken a huge commitment of myself to make this adjustment. And when Deb says choose again, I'm not going to say that it's easy. But what I am going to say is it's a process when you choose again.
It's worth it.
Well, it doesn't seem it in the beginning.
No.
You know, when I sit here every morning at 5 o'clock on the laptop and I've got no business projects to work on, because I haven't got the steam, mojo, thought process or any of those things. And I'm taking a mushroom mix right now, a legal mushroom mix right now, to try and lift this brain fog and get myself back into some kind of thought action again.
Well, it's weird because I don't think it's brain fog, although, you know, I'm not diagnosing it, but, you know, I don't think it's brain fog. I think it's actually an awakening. But because your I don't know, self-esteem, whatever you want to call it, needs to run back to what it knows, you know, running back to what it knows there's no home there anymore.
Oh, wow.
You know, so you're out of sorts, and you know your worth and your self-esteem doesn't know what it's doing. It's like, what are we doing then? You know, yeah. I need to be seen. I need to be worthy. I need to be you know. And you're gonna have to like go in with yourself and say, okay, calm down, guys. We're good. You know, we didn't come onto this earth to have to do anything. The only reason why we have to do is because one, we're brought up in a society that says we have to. You know, how much longer would your life be if you did nothing? You know, but you kind of just went through your day and you meditated and you went on holiday and you did lovely things. But it would be, you know, but all this got to, should, have to's, you know, they just, you know, deplete who we are.
Well, I guess
what I'm trying to say is you're in a really good place at the moment.
Well, I think our dog wants to go out, Deb. We have let our dog out to the studio here, eh? Well, it's kind of a studio. The second dog. But, you know, I go with that. But, you know, when you get up every day, and I'm going to say this, listeners, it can be like this. You know, when you decide to choose again and you don't know what it is you're choosing, you get up in the morning, you think, well, you know, what have I got to do? And I know that there's things to do. I know I got life in front of me. I got a whole, you know, I don't mean that in a way where I'm feeling sorry for myself. But I guess, well, you said something there where, you know, Paul, the do you're looking for hasn't got a home to go to anymore.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. That when you said that, I was like, oh, my word, yes. Because LinkedIn doesn't feel like my home anymore, but it's been my playground for years.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess sitting in front of this laptop isn't my home either anymore.
No.
And that for me is it's so alien.
It's funny though, because it's not funny ha-ha, but it's like you come in here at 5 a.m. or whatever, you sit here expecting to want to do what you did before, but that's gone.
And that's exactly what happens.
So you've got nothing to do, and yeah. Then you think, I'm not doing anything. And then you get into that spiral of, I'm not doing anything with my
life. I get anxiety then.
Then you're like, oh, I should be doing, I should yeah. be, I should have to's. You just tell yourself, stop, shush, no more have to's.
I mean, so Karen Chasten from Australia, a very good friend of me, she said to me, Paul, don't shoot it all over yourself.
I love that.
Don't shoot it all over yourself, she said.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my word, that makes so much sense, because that's all I'm doing. I'm shuddering all over myself.
Exactly.
I should this, I should that, I should, and it is like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to say that the majority of business people out there fill their days with they should be doing something. Yeah. They should be. And effectively, when you try leaving go of that should be.
Well, you haven't got an anchor anymore, have you?
Well, you hear a lot more of stuff that was hidden by the should, which yeah. is, oh, I guess I've not been doing it right for years then. Or I guess I've been trying to chase the wrong thing for many years. I mean, now I have. We've had these conversations. You know, there's been so many reality checks in yeah. these last few months, but I also know I saturated myself in shoulda.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. I was a business widow.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. Think about our listeners. Don't shoulda all over yourself.
Don't should all over yourself.
Yeah, don't should all over yourself. That's what it is. Don't should all over yourself. Thank you, Deb. And that is something that, you know, gave me a lot to think about.
Yeah, but when you come in, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're sat here, you're trying to should all over yourself.
What should I do then? Meditate?
What should I do?
Yeah, well, what should I do then?
It's right there. You shouldn't do anything.
Well, I come in, the first thing I do is open my laptop and look at my personal emails, because nothing's coming through my business email.
Right, and that's okay, because that's what you want.
But then what should I be doing?
Nothing. Whatever you feel, instead of should, whatever you feel like doing.
Well, I've never felt like anything. I should have just always done.
Isn't this now a wonderful place to be?
Wow. When you think of transparency, listeners, it can be brutal.
Yeah. But also, it can be really, really enlightening. And you know, I mean, we've just pulled you apart a little bit here, in a good way, pulled yeah. it all apart to look at the components of it. And basically, what you're trying to do is get yourself into the place that you were before when it doesn't fit you anymore. So then when you can't do that, you get all, you know, worried about the shoulds.
Yeah.
So maybe you should tell yourself, okay.
I should tell myself.
Right. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it would be great if you told yourself, I'm not shoulding myself anymore.
This has been profound. And think about our listeners. How many of you are addicted to the should of doing in your life?
Or got to's.
Yeah.
The or have to's.
The got to's, the have to's, and you should be doing. Because that is where I lived for 20 years.
The thing is, it, you know, it says it on the tin, you're a human being.
Yeah.
You're not a human doing. So, you know, you need to do what it says on the tin.
Be a human being.
Be being. And I'll give you a little tip as well. Whatever it is we are being is what we get more of. So if we're being unsure, we get more scenarios to be unsure about. If we're being happy, we get more to be happy about. If we're being sad, we get more, you know. So, yeah. So check daily, listeners, of what you are being, because you're going to get more of it.
Well, this has been a fantastic show, Deb. I thank you ever so much for your wisdom, and thank you for being my wife, of course. It's been absolutely amazing. So listeners, yes, my teeth back in. It's been a fantastic show. I mean, yes, complete transparency. You know, this whole shift doesn't come with ease, that's for sure. I'm just skint as what can be. Hey, but that's not all about money though, Deb, is it?
It's not. You can be rich in life.
There it is. We're rich in life, but skint in the bank. Happy days, listeners. Until this time next week, be yourself.
Yes, and don't should all over yourself.
Boom! Bye for now. Emotion.